Good morning, everybody out there. I hope you're staying dry. I know I've been struggling with that a little bit, but regardless, we are here to talk to you about Texas State sports. This is Bobcat Radio, the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. I am Ryan Marcus, joined alongside Jonathan Rodriguez, and always Jason Harris, our faithful producer. And Jason, before we even went on air, he's dedicated to the show. He already has a poll up and running for you guys.
Yeah, we're starting things off simple today. Obviously, it's been raining. Hope everybody's staying dry, as Ryan just said. But do you own an umbrella? That's what we want to know here. Of course. Or, nope, sad face, because you would have a sad face if you don't have an umbrella today. Or, and I've got rain boots as well. So at KTSW Sports, at KTSW Sports, give us a vote on that one. Two votes in already. Of course you own an umbrella. You live in San Marcos.
I actually own two, but I lost one last week. Good thing I had my backup. And then for the first time probably in a couple years, I wore my rain jacket today. But, you know, this weather, it actually taught me something about you guys. Neither of you are the Wicked Witch of the South. You guys did not melt. You are here today for Bobcat Radio, and I really appreciate it.
Only thing wicked about us is just the wicked good crew we have here on Monday morning.
Boom! Jonathan, I think I've rubbed off on you a little bit. That's what I like to see, my man. So how are you guys doing this morning, weather aside? What about you guys?
That's good, you know, just aside from the weather and kind of worrying about that. Power went out last night at the house, so that was kind of a bummer, you know. To maybe go to sleep a little bit earlier, but I woke back up and the power was back on and everything was still wet and dreary, but at least I had electricity.
That's always a good thing to have electricity, you know. I'm doing all right. You can't complain. I guess I was hoping to get an email from Texas State University, but the only bad thing about that is we wouldn't have been on air bringing you guys Bobcat Radio today, and that's always sad. So maybe after the show we get that email, but right now we're here. And like Jason said, you can get in contact with us at KTSW Sports or using the hashtag Bobcat Radio. You can always get in contact with us, too, here in the studio, 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. So we are off and running. And it was a rough weekend for Texas State baseball. Jonathan, I mean, we got in the studio and the first thing he said, you know, it was just tough for Texas State baseball. Why was that?
It's just they weren't, well, two of the games Texas State let them get away from this, slipped up. And then, you know, the game two with Friday's doubleheader, it was just an all around, you know, good old, hey, way to show up, we just gave you a beating, come back next time. But it seems as though, like, you know, the offense just doesn't produce in critical situations. I know we've had a couple of solo home runs off the team's 32, I believe, and most of them have been solo, but it just wasn't a great weekend.
And solo home runs all season, it seems like they've plagued the Bobcats. You know, the Bobcats have had plenty of times where they've had bases loaded, but they can't bring runners home. But then guys come up to the plate uncontested with no one on base for them, and they jack it out of the park, and you got to think that's a mental thing. But if we're just talking about the tough week/weekend for Texas State, they fell to Rice on Tuesday. You know, Rice, one of the top 25 teams in the nation, and you figured they got to have a bounce back weekend against Little Rock, but they got swept. And so this is the third losing streak of three or more games this season. Does that give you guys any reason to be concerned for Texas State?
It worries me that this team, it seems to be very streaky. No pun intended there. It just seems, and that goes, you know, not only for the team, but for the starting pitchers outside of Lucas Humphrey, who just kind of always does his thing no matter what. The hitters as well, again, maybe outside of Tanner Hill, you look at the Granger Studders, even Luke Shirley or Jonathan Ortega, when they get hot, they are on fire. There's no doubt about it. But when it's cold, it's like ice, and you can't seem to buy a hit or buy a win for these teams, not to mention the bullpen, which I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit later as well. But it does, you know, it's nice to be a fan of this team when they're hot, because it's so much fun. But when it's cold, it's very cold.
I'm just a little worried because you have two sweeps against you in the South Alabama and Little Rock series. And, you know, with baseball, just because you get swept by a team, you're going to face them again regardless later in the season. But it worries me that the two, like, South Alabama pretty much has a substantial lead in the SBC rankings right now. Little Rock, they were a middle of the pack team coming in, and I believe they were fourth or fifth place. And, you know, it was kind of like a meddling fourth team, and then they go and sweep you when you're supposed to be this, arguably the second best team in the conference behind South Alabama, and it worries me that even though you drop the season series of South Alabama, you go and then you drop a series to Little Rock, who I don't want to say were an inferior team, but they were beatable, but to get swept by them the way they did, and now heading into a series against heading into a game against A&M and UL Lafayette, I'm not sure, as you said, it's a streaky team, but are they still going to be on the downfall, or are they going to be able to rebound this upcoming weekend? I don't know. It's kind of hard to decipher what kind of team this is.
Yeah, you mentioned the Sun Belt thing. Going in Tech State in third place, you know, Little Rock behind them as well. Because the sweep, it flip-flops now, and so Little Rock's sitting in third place as well. And, again, there's still plenty of Sun Belt Conference games, as you said a little bit earlier. But that stings. Not only do you get swept, but you get bumped down the rankings as well.
Well, I mean, if you look at the weekend, the Bobcats, the first game of the doubleheader on Friday, lost 7-8, and then they got absolutely crushed in the second game, of course. You got to look at that as well. But then on Saturday, they lost 6-7. Were they just some close games, the first game of the doubleheader, and then the game on Saturday that didn't go their way?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. One of the main things I jump into is the reason it's errors. I mean, two errors in each game, and they're just whether they're giving up runs or allowing Little Rock to hang around and not in that inning and get out of it. And Little Rock is putting up runs again. I'm sure we'll talk about the Hallenquist start here. We'll bring it up right now. So Jeremy Hallenquist had the. It looks like as if he had the bad outing, three and two-thirds, five runs. Only one of those runs was earned, though, So you credit those other couple to the errors as well. That factored into game one. That factored into game three as well. It just seems, teams are going to have errors, but the snake bite just seems to come at the exact wrong time for this Bobcat team.
Well, he only gave up one run that was earned, but he also gave up nine hits. So regardless if the runs were earned or not, he put his team in position to put a little more pressure on the defense to make them have to capitalize after he allowed the runners to get on base. But if we're just looking at pitching as a whole, the Bobcats struggled this weekend. Starters, bullpen, you talk about Lucas Humphrey. Of course, he's the saving grace for this team. But basically, everybody else other than the relievers on Saturday, they all struggled. And it was just a rough weekend for what was arguably the best unit of this Texas State team.
I was going to say, go back to Friday's game. Pasquale Mazzucoli comes in. He has a three-run lead going into the ninth inning. And 10 saves in Sunbelt. He leads the Sunbelt Conference in saves. And a very uncharacteristic performance where Little Rock exploded for four runs in the top of the ninth. It wasn't necessarily that Little Rock was seeing the ball as well, but he didn't get any help whatsoever from the defense. And so to go back to your original question as far as it being, Texas State just losing or losing close games, game one of Friday and game two of Sunday were just lack of being able to close out ball games in crucial situations. The game two on Friday was just, an all-around, good old American spanking. But the game one of Friday and the game on Saturday, it was just a lack of Texas State being able to close out in crucial situations.
Yeah, and it's, again, I go back to the streakiness as well. Again, with Mazzucoli, we've seen him do it. And, man, he can come in and he can shut it down. There can be runners on base, and it's not a problem for him whatsoever. And then, that every third time or that fourth time or that fifth time, he just comes in and for lack of a better term, just bombs it, I still think he's our best closer, our best reliever. He definitely deserves to be that closer spot. As you guys said, this 10 save that's, up there in the SBC, that's getting up there in the ranks of actual Texas State records as well. Not a lot of saves go on in college baseball. Just FYI. But, yeah, I think that goes back to the streakiness of the team.
And, yeah, the pitching, like we said, the pitching, it's been tough for Texas State this past weekend. The past couple weeks, if we're being objective about it, but when we come back, because we're up against our first break, we're going to listen to Coach Ty Harrington talk about his bullpen in particular and the struggles they have there.